You're tuned into Global Waters Radio, a podcast series produced by the Water Team at the U.S. Agency for International Development. The series offers listeners insights from USAID officials, development partners, thought leaders, and experts from across the water sector as they discuss current USAID water programming and cutting-edge research from around the world. With World Water Day right around the corner, it's worth remembering that pipes, treatment plants, and other infrastructure are key pieces of any well-functioning water supply system. But good governance, and the topic of today's podcast, financing, are just as important as infrastructure to guarantee the successful delivery of water and sanitation services. The World Bank estimates that $114 billion per year of capital investment will be required to provide universal access to safely manage water and sanitation services by 2030, about three times the current investment levels. And while 7 of every 10 countries say they've identified an approach for extending wash infrastructure and services to low-income populations, 8 of every 10 countries also say they don't have enough funding to reach those goals. So, here we are. How can better financing help extend water and sanitation services to those most in need? To answer that question, we're joined by two experts, Ella Lazarte, Senior Water and Sanitation Advisor at USAID, and Barbara Kasimbaya-Senkwe, Global Knowledge Management and Communications Lead with the USAID-supported Water, Sanitation, and Hygiene Finance Program. So Ella, over to you first. Set the stage for us. Why is strengthening financing so important for the WASH sector, and how does improved water and sanitation help empower communities?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. In the water and sanitation sector, we think of self-reliance as the ability of countries' water and sanitation systems to sustainably and equitably deliver affordable water and sanitation services, improve health, livelihoods, educational opportunities, and dignity among citizens, while conserving natural resources and reducing the conditions that can contribute to water-related conflicts. So that's our big picture of self-reliance in the sector. And to us, increasing partner countries' commitment and capacity in the sector are critical to accelerating their journeys along the arc to self-sufficiency. And we know that the number of people without adequate access to water and sanitation is very high, over 2 billion for sanitation alone. And reaching them requires sustained financing for construction, maintenance, rehabilitation, and operation of water and sanitation systems and services. And presently, there's a big gap between financing required and the financing that's available. In response to that, USAID has highlighted financing along with governance and institutions as one of our four strategic objectives of the U.S. government's Global Water Strategy, as well as the new USAID Water and Development Implementation Guide. And USAID will support these countries to increase their capacity to generate and manage greater sums of public revenue, and increasingly harness domestic and international private investment to close these financing gaps and make a credible commitment to ensuring that these resources are spent in an accountable, transparent, and effective manner. When countries have effective policies, country-led processes, and institutions capable of implementing them, they attract investment from both domestic and external sources, leading to a cycle of increased capacity, greater investor confidence, increased sector finance, and accelerated coverage of water and sanitation services.
With $114 billion of capital investment needed annually to achieve universal access to safely manage water and sanitation by 2030, how would you say public-private partnerships can help close the funding gap?
Public-private partnerships are definitely important in closing that significant funding gap that we have in the sector. The financing has traditionally been provided by the public sector, so tariffs, taxes, and transfers. To bridge the financing gap, the water sector needs to determine ways to fully leverage the financing available from the private sector. And this includes both direct access to different financing instruments, such as commercial loans, capital markets, equity investments, and also pursue public-private partnerships for certain segments in which the private sector can take on some of the risk of investing in the water and sanitation services with expectation of a profit.
What would you say are some of the typical challenges encountered when trying to introduce or promote governance and financing reforms in the WASH sector? And can you give an example of how USAID responds to those challenges?
Globally, the water sector has actually made significant progress in institutional reforms, with many countries adopting corporatization, commercialization, and independent regulation as the model for water utility management. And so this has definitely set many water service providers on the right path And USAID's intention is to build off these gains, which have been supported by many other development partners. I think I would also like to talk a little bit about water in general. Is it an economic or social good? Is it a public good? But there's general acceptance that water is both an economic and social good. And in many cases, the social element overrides economic consideration. But this, together with limited understanding of the real costs of water service provision, generally poses a challenge for making financing work in the sector. And added to this is the fact that even though water is considered and declared as a priority in the countries where we work, translating this into practice through budgetary allocations and facilitating water service providers to charge cost recovery tariffs and work independently remains a challenge for us.
Ella, can you provide any specific examples of USAID programs or partnerships that you think have been particularly effective in strengthening WASH governance and financing?
Strengthening governance of WASH or of any sector, whether it's energy, transport, education, is a government responsibility. The role of USAID and other partners is to provide assistance that enables the government to move along that path. Governance and financing is something that we're highlighting very much in our U.S. Global Water Strategy and our USAID Water and Development Implementation Guide. In the Africa region, USAID successfully worked with the World Bank to encourage public water service providers to expand their access to commercial financing under the SWASA program, the Sustainable Water and Sanitation in Africa program. USAID and the World Bank collaborated and succeeded in helping companies to gain at least $4 million from commercial banks. The technical assistance provided by SWASA showed that it is possible for public water service providers to undertake some of the basic reforms that make commercial banks comfortable to lend to the sector. And that program really set the stage for the current flagship program on financing that we have, which is WASHFIN.
Great. And lastly, Ella, the theme of World Water Day 2019 is leaving no one behind. How would you say this theme is reflected in USAID's financing and governance work in the water and sanitation sectors?
I think a lot of people, actually, when they think financing, commercial banks and private capital markets, they think, well, it's almost mutually exclusive from serving the poor. And what I would like to emphasize is that actually working on governance and finance is about inclusion and is about serving the underserved and marginalized. Working on governance reform, making sure that there are policies and strategies in place for the WASH sector to serve everybody to get to universal access and sustainable services by 2030. And it's important to make sure that the policy and legal frameworks are there to do that. And so it's definitely an art. It's a fine balance. But I think we'll get there. And it's crucial that we think about this holistically, even as we talk about the profit motive and incentive for the private sector to invest.
Great. Thanks so much, Ella. Now let's turn to Barbara Kazimbaya-Senkwe, Global Knowledge Management and Communications Lead with the USAID-supported Water Sanitation and Hygiene Finance Project, better known as WASHFIN, which is strengthening the financing of water and sanitation utilities in Cambodia, Kenya, Mozambique, Nepal, the Philippines, Senegal, and South Africa. Barbara, to start off with, can you talk a bit about WASHFIN's mission and how it helps reach marginalized populations most in need of water and sanitation improvements?
I think when you think about the WASHFIN program, the whole concept of WASHFIN is about leaving no one behind. It's because in almost all the countries where we are working, there are a lot of elements that the governments there need to put in place to reach universal access to water and sanitation. And almost all of those elements will require financing, particularly from the public sector and also from other sources of financing. And why do we need other sources of financing? This is because all the funding that we have available in the public sector, and that is putting together money which comes from the taxpayers, money which comes from transfers from development partners, all of that is not sufficient. Therefore, WASHFIN, by being positioned to tackle the issue of leveraging private or market financing, is basically poised to answer the question around making sure that we have enough financing so that we can provide the services and we do not leave anybody behind in being able to access clean drinking water and safe sanitation. If you consider the fact that our aim as WASHFIN is to ensure that the contribution that we are making of raising $200 million, which is our target, will not only contribute directly to increasing access, but most importantly, to leave behind systems and tools that countries can use to continue plugging the finance gap so that they can continue to provide the services that are required and ultimately reach universal access.
So infrastructure is important, but so is good governance and financing. Can you talk about how these three elements, infrastructure, financing, and governance, relate to one another in the effort to scale up water and sanitation improvements?
So infrastructure is absolutely critical to us being able to deliver water and sanitation. But having said that, you cannot deliver that infrastructure unless you have the financing that is required to do so. But to get the financing in place, you also need governance that allows those that have been tasked with providing the water and sanitation to be able to do their job. You need a space where they can make decisions without interference. And so the three things, we see that they work together. You can't have one without the other two.
It's clear good governance is at the foundation of sustainable water and sanitation improvements. Would you say there's a one-size-fits-all approach for improving utilities governance and financing in different parts of the world, or is it more effectively done on a country-by-country basis?
I want to first start by saying that one-size-fits-all never worked anywhere. And it's absolutely important, I think, that we start from that perspective. Why? Because each country is different. And even in the countries where we are working, we find that water service providers, even if they are incorporated, they are also different because the dynamics of the environment in which they are working are very different. And so therefore, WASHFIN's approach is to treat each of our partners as a unique partner and find the solutions that fit to their specific needs and opportunities. And then depending on where they are, we will work with them to figure out if the main issue they have is being able to develop the technical projects, we would then provide that technical support so that they can package those technical projects in a manner that is attractive to the potential financiers. Apart from that, we also look at their financials. Are they in a place where they could go, especially if you're targeting a commercial bank, would they take their financial statements to a bank and would the bank accept them? Would they look at them in a credit worthy, that they're credit worthy or not? So if they are not, we then work with them and try and figure out what are some of the key things that you can begin to do to address those elements that are making you not credit worthy. For each country, we go in and have a completely different outlook depending on the needs that we find in that particular country.
Lastly, Barbara, what would you say you've been most proud about so far in terms of the results that you've been seeing from WASHFIN's work?
Companies that never thought they could approach a bank, today they are calling us and they're telling us how they are having a negotiation with this bank or that bank because we've given them the confidence to be able to do that. And I want to say here, I'm a believer in the saying that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. The important thing, our biggest contribution will be when we leave, these companies are able to walk into a bank by themselves and get financing without us, without a donor standing next to them to say, this is how you do it. That is the real change that I'm hoping we will leave behind. And I'm very sure that if the way we've set ourselves up, we will be able to deliver that.
Well, thanks so much to our two guests on today's podcast. For more information on the U.S. government's global water strategy and USAID's support for financing improvements in the water, sanitation, and hygiene sectors, have a look at the links below. And as always, remember to follow the USAID Water Team on Twitter at USAIDWater and visit us online at globalwaters.org. This is Global Waters Radio.